The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does each week at this time, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. So much to discuss. Let's start with the House.
Do you ever feel like you're wearing roller skates when you're on the job? That's what it's like being a Washington, D.C. journalist over the past few hours. Things are sliding and shifting in ways you wouldn't expect. Let's start with the U.S. House, where Republicans have now been projected to hold the majority, officially. It was expected. They are electing leadership this afternoon. We expect it'll be Speaker Mike Johnson yet again. It'll be Majority Leader Steve Scalise yet again. And President Trump, President-elect Trump, showed up at a House Republican meeting today to talk to the troops, champion his own victory, and say that they have big plans they're going to get to very quick when the inauguration happens here.
And another history-making appointment with the choice of Marco Rubio as Secretary of State.
That's a confirmation that appears to be destined for success. It's premature always to say those things before the president-elect takes office, but Marco Rubio would need to have very strong relationships with U.S. senators to confirm this appointment. He would need to have credibility on issues of foreign matters. Well, he has uniquely good relationships in the Senate. He's been here for 14 years. What's more, he has steered the Senate Intelligence Committee for many of those years, and that has all kinds of knowledge of foreign affairs and issues of state. This would seem to be about as smooth a confirmation process as Donald Trump could have if he does, in fact, formally nominate Marco Rubio when he takes office in January.
And let's talk about the confirmation hearings. The president-elect wants his appointments without confirmation hearings.
Yeah, he's pushing for something called recess appointments, which is a real Washington term, right? Recess appointments would be the Senate allowing, when it's out of town for break, confirmations to just sail through without hearings, without votes. The Senate hasn't done that in quite a while. It's been more than a decade since they allowed that luxury. And it seems disinclined to surrender its power unilaterally and allow a president to do that. If it did, that would embolden Donald Trump to put in anybody at any post without confirmation, without votes, without scrutiny. It's hard to see them doing that, but with some of the more controversial picks that have surfaced, that may be the only way to get them confirmed.
And, of course, Senator John Thune won the internal election today among the Republican senators.
Not a surprise, but that is not the choice of some of Trump's allies. Some of Trump's allies wanted the wild card dark horse candidate, Rick Scott of Florida, who's indicated he might be okay with recess appointments and surrendering some of what Trump would like to surrender to the White House. John Thune is an institutionalist, been here since 2005. He was the lieutenant of Mitch McConnell, and he is now the successor of Mitch McConnell, who's stepping back from leadership to be a rank-and-file senator.
And we go from Congress and Commander-in-Chief. The Commanders and the Eagles are hosting them on Thursday. Your projections?
It's hard to stay focused when we play Thursday night games that are the game of the season. Let's put that out there. This could be Sunday, and we'd all get through the work week easier. Last week, the Steelers showed a game plan for how to slow down this superstar rookie quarterback in Washington, and the Eagles showed what they can do offensively when they are healthy. I am bullish on the Birds. I hope others are, too.
I am as well. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll check in with you later. As CBS News congressional correspondent and Eagles expert Scott McFarland joining us live from Capitol Hill. It's
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.